Hey, don't tase me, bro. How about, don't get near me with your taser shield, bro. Don't shoot me with your taser shotgun, bro. Tasers are not limited to suppression of dangerous insurgents in college lecture halls any longer. You can find pink and leopard skin ones, lady tasers, we call them, in purses and pocketbooks. And taser gear is developing all the time, including all sorts of new and taser-fying stuff that debuted this week at a mock prison riot, more on that in a minute, where law enforcement types share new techniques and technology. Noah Shachman of Wired's Danger Room blog is here in studio to shoot a barb of knowledge into our flesh and electrocute us with wisdom until we're paralyzed on the floor in a heap of learning. How about that? How about them apples, Noah?
Nice.
The bar has been set high, Mr. Shachman. So real quick, before we can get going on all the latest taser technology, tell us what this whole mock prison riot thing is.
Right. So just like the military has got war games, you know, that can test out how they're going to do war in Iraq, the Justice Department sponsors this mock riot in West Virginia at a former West Virginia jail. They call it the Rage in the Cage.
Wow.
And all kinds of faux prisoners rise up out of faux anger at their faux conditions. And a bunch of cops try all kinds of new technologies and tactics to try to put down the faux riot.
Wow, and this is where they test out new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So last year, a buddy of mine, a fellow reporter, was there, and he got hit with a sonic cannon, a sound weapon, and that sent him screaming.
Yeah, so then I guess it worked.
Yeah.
So we're familiar.
Although he screams a lot.
We're familiar with tasers in the classic form, the handheld little doohickey, where you shoot a little barb into someone.
Sure.
And pump it with electricity till the victim is immobilized.
But we were tasing each other just before the
just
break.
Just moments ago. Yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere now.
Social tasing.
But Taser has come up with a few new applications of the technology, I understand. Let's talk about a few of these things that I mentioned in the intro. Taser shotgun rounds?
Yeah,
real?
That's right. So the way tasers work, right, is you take a piece of metal that conducts some electricity across the skin and into the body's nervous system and sort of short circuits the body's nervous system. So traditionally, you've needed a set of barbs to sort of fly out and attach to the person's skin.
Yeah.
But there are these shotgun shells, right, that have the barbs built in so that you can fire them not from, you know, 20 feet away or 30 feet away, but from hundreds of feet away. And so that is sort of Taser's latest and greatest invention.
Now, what about this? I'm fascinated by this peel and stick taser shield, what I call passive aggressive weaponry.
Uh-huh, sure.
Can you explain what this thing is?
I could if you gave me a better intro. See, that's passive aggressive also. we're here all week, folks.
So meta.
Yeah. I got to say, I don't know too much about the peel and stick taser tape.
Great. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem. Taser International, the company, sort of made a very oblique press release about it this week. So you can imagine that some of those barbs that I was talking about before, those electrical conducting barbs, could be embedded in some kind of tape, and then that could be put on a shield or a uniform or a helmet or...
So in a mob kind of situation, this is meant for riots or potential mob situations. If people get too close, then they're electrocuted, right?
Well, I don't know about electrocuted. Okay. They would get a shock.
A shock, yeah. Different from being electrocuted.
Correct.
Okay. And it seems like a lot of this stuff is about moving the taser and the tasey farther apart to create more geographic distance,
right,
to people. Is that right? Is that a trend that you're seeing?
I think in general, you know, for crowd control weapons, you don't want to be right in the middle of the crowd to control it. You would rather be further away. And so, sure, this is another way to do that. Taser's got some other wacky ideas on how to do that, too. One is they've set up a joint partnership with iRobot, mm-hmm, the company that makes those cute little Roomba vacuum cleaners,
yeah, yeah,
the robotic vacuum cleaners.
Oh, this can't be good.
Yeah. So iRobot's real business is actually not those vacuum cleaners, but is robots for the military and law enforcement. And so usually those robots are used to go look for bombs or go find evildoers in caves. But Taser and iRobot want to team up to have one of those robots become armed with a stun gun.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And then if it conducts the Detroit Symphony, it could really influence some good Man of La Mancha music. Yeah.
And finally, Tasers, real quick, we only have a second left, but
okay,
they're being talked about as an alternative to guns. Are they being used primarily in this way?
Well, I mean, that "Don't tase me, bro" guy in the college with John Kerry's speech, who sort of rose up and then got zapped. I don't think they were going to shoot him instead, right? And I think what's happened is that these new tools have encouraged police to act in different ways, as every new tool does. And so I don't think they're being used as alternatives to guns. I think they're being more alternatives to handcuffs and nightsticks. And that's become very controversial.
We're talking with Noah Shachman of Wired's Danger Room blog. Noah, I have a favor. Can you stick around after the break for one more question?
Sure.
Okay,
oh, good. I'm excited.
Good.
Just don't tase me.
We won't do it. Only if you're nice.
So we'll keep we'll keep the conversation going with Noah right after the break. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News. Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Brian Park, and inside Electrified Darts. I'm Mike Pasco.
And I'm Rachel Martin. We are finishing up our conversation with Noah Shachman of Wired's Danger Room blog. We're talking about tasing technology, how this weapon has kind of evolved recently, and all the new gizmos and gadgets that are out there. And before the break, Noah, we were talking about how tasers are now being used, and we were talking about whether or not they're being used as an alternative to guns. You say they're more of an alternative to handcuffs or detaining devices.
But or just beating a guy with a billy club,
yeah,
to be honest. Yeah.
But, I mean, some call tasers a non-lethal technology, and on Wired, you use the tag less lethal. Can you explain what's going on there?
Right. Well, I mean, look, just about anything can be turned into a lethal weapon, right? I could pick up this filtered water jug in front of me and, beat someone to death with it. I mean, I'd rather not, but
no, because that would probably be me or Mike. And
right. And so, I mean, but if it came to it, you know, that could happen. So anything can be turned into a lethal weapon, right? So the idea that a taser is a non-lethal weapon is kind of crazy, especially when there have been over 300 incidents where a taser has been involved and then someone's died later. It doesn't mean that the taser directly caused the person's death, but was a contributing factor.
Yeah. So this mock prison riot, when they go, is it like a trade show? There are people there. Law enforcement is essentially maybe looking to buy the taser.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do they have, what's the vibe? Are they asking any questions like, well, is it safe? Or do they just, from what you saw, kind of take the assurances of the company that, yeah, it's safe and these were just exceptions, the deaths?
Well, I think generally at these kind of demonstrations, there are certainly questions about safety, but most of the questions are about, how does it work? And,
yeah,
you know, how does it work in a law enforcement context, not how does it work in a safety kind of context.
And most of the safety questions are probably about the safety of the officers as opposed to the safety of the person being tased.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not good for any police department, right, to have a death on their hands. You know, they want to minimize that.
Have you found that people use tasers more frequently because they think they're not going to do any long-term damage?
You know, I haven't personally done any, you know, scientific studies of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you see, handcuffed people, kids in wheelchairs, college students getting tased, that's clearly not an alternative to guns, right? And some new kind of behavior is forming here. And I do think that there's got to be a deeper look taken at it and to see really what's going on.
Finally, what is your favorite color and print of taser?
It's the same as my underwear, leopard skin.
Ooh. Do they really make, I mean, this is supposed to attract a feminine
demographic? I thought we were going to get an Underoos admission here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Like the Hulk brand.
Yeah,
or
Wonder
Iron
Woman.
Man.
Sure.
Yeah.
But women are, getting back, I'm taken with this idea. Women are supposed to be carrying these things around like we used to carry mace or something?
Yeah, and which is pretty funny, right? Also, it's not like kids couldn't reach into mommy's purse and then start tasing each other.
Or your cell phone's ringing and you go to grab it and all of a sudden you've just tased your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Noah Shachman, author of Wired's Danger Room blog, talking to us about all things tase related. Hey, Noah, thank you. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get any further, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.